Beautiful music coming there from Kyung Pumelelo featuring, I think he's featuring Troy there, Troy Nkonde, and the song Holy, Holy, Almighty. It's 22 minutes just after one. You're still on 657 AM. Thanks to Pastor Elijah Masubelele with the awesome poem. Ladies, that was for you. Queens, that was for you. Now we are crossing over to the Mpumalanga Provincial Government budget speech, and we are talking about it's the Department of Education and Human Settlements. They have lined up to reflect on their past achievements and outline the key priorities during their tabling of the 2024-2025 policy and budget vote happening today, 2024, at the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature. And the Department of Education will be focusing on these following keys and the priorities, or should I call them key priorities: eradication of the remaining pit lanterns, school infrastructure development programs, provisioning of the school nutrition program, Ubuhle Buzile, e-learning, providing scholar transport, the delivery of learner and teacher support material, learner performance improvement plan, early childhood development. And meanwhile, the human settlement will be looking to expatiate on the following as well. They will look at upgrading of informal settlements, eradicating of mud houses, increased delivery of affordable housing through first home finance. So all have been invited today, as we are now crossing over to them to hear more about this from the MEC of Education. Taking us there are the sounds of Abednego Thando Lwethu and the song Take Me Not.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Bodies, leadership of education partners, both public and private. My special greetings to my spiritual father in the house. I've not seen him, if he's here. Greetings to the distinguished guests, the senior managers in our midst, head of department, Mrs. Lucy Moyana, representatives from the media houses, and greetings to the communities who are watching us in different media platforms. Sanbonani, good morning. Lochani. Thank you very much, Honourable Speaker, for the opportunity to table the 2024 policy and budget speech of the Department of Education, vote number 7. Honourable Speaker, education is a fundamental pillar of nation building. Therefore, it cannot be one person or sector that is responsible to give education to our learners. It takes a nation to educate a child. As a collective, we are all preoccupied working together to provide quality education for our children and dealing with challenges that are affecting them to contribute to the growth of our beautiful province, Mpumalanga, the place of the rising sun. Honorable Speaker, the province has made serious strides to improve the conditions of learning and teaching for all learners from early childhood development phase, foundation phase, senior phase, and further education and training phase. 30 years into democracy, this province is able to showcase that more than 1 million learners are in schools learning irrespective of their race, color, gender, or creed in more than 1,600 schools, of which 87% of them are no-fee schools. To date in the province, we are able to confirm without any fear of contradiction that 1,463 ECD centers cater for 69,172 early childhood development children in the grades from 0 to 4 years cohort. To ensure that our learners are well nourished and able to learn, 910,978 are provided with meals on a daily basis through the National School Nutrition Program. The provincial Ephraim Mogale Bursary Scheme has since 2019 provided at least 923 student beneficiaries. The number adds up to the total of 1,759, which includes students who furthered their studies outside the country and inside the country. Madam Speaker, having listened to the electorates in this financial year, the department intends to accelerate the improvement of school infrastructure, eradicate pit latrine, improve internet connectivity in 800 schools, procure and distribute laptops to all school principals of the public ordinary schools, improve learner performance in all grades, especially in the national senior certificate results. As you know that in the last financial year, we did not perform well. We are sitting at number 8. We are saying this year we're going to improve those results. In addition to these focus areas, if you are to ensure to supply skills that are responding to the economy of the country, you got to identify focus areas. In addition to these focus areas, the department in the 7th administration is going to add visual art schools that will be empowering learners that have talents in arts. This will be done in collaboration with the Film and Video Foundation, an entity of the Department of Culture. We are also going to identify other schools that will be focusing on sports, as we know that we have a talent in sports as a country, as a province, and in the absence of sports academy, the department will identify schools that will be focusing on sports excellency and support them with equipments. Education has to respond to the needs of the community. As I speak, Madam Speaker, this province is having 101 schools that are maths, science, and technology schools, which are linked to the O.R. Tambo Mathematics, Science, and Technology Academy. Others are attending in 16 agricultural schools. As we know that Mpumalanga is dominantly an agricultural province. And others are attending in 45 technical high schools, and we are adding those two that I've started with, Honourable Speaker. The department will explore to establish science centres in all the 4 districts. Currently, Honourable Speaker, we only have one science centre, which is in Khelsibande Mkhondo. We are going to explore having other 3 science centres so that each district has one science centre. We are living in an era of the 4th Industrial Revolution. To respond to this, the department has started with e-learning. Grade 12 learners are using tablets which are loaded with e-learning materials and supplementary materials. There are 8 schools, 2 in each district, where all learners from grade 8 to grade 12 are using tablets in this province through Ubuhle Buzile e-learning program. Some of these learners were enrolled in schools that have piloted coding and robotics for the past 3 years, and this program will be implemented in full scale in the next academic year. The department further intends to improve its human resources capacity by appointing at least 200 new members of the staff, converting temporary teachers into permanent position, in line with the Education Labour Resolution Council, and appoint administration staff to support teachers in schools. The department will advertise the post of subject advisors. This will help a great deal to improve the performance of our learners in a sustainable manner. Madam Speaker, in opening of the Parliament speech for the 7th administration, President Cyril Ramaphosa emphasized the need to work together to drive inclusive growth and job creation, reduce poverty, tackle high cost of living, and build capable, ethical, and developmental state. This injunction will be integrated into the 5-year plan for the current administration. The department will ensure that all schools perform above 80% in all grades and in the National Senior Certificate examination. We will pay special focus and provide the required support to the early childhood development institutions and special schools. The department will make sure that schools for deaf and blind learners will be completed at Emalahleni local municipality. Madam Speaker, what is giving us sleepless nights are incidents of crime, which are making their way into some of our schools. Just last month, the department received a report of incident where a learner in one of our schools at Emalahleni local municipality was kidnapped and at the school gate in the morning. And fortunately, the police found the learner in Gauteng province and arrested the kidnappers. Once more, we wish to use this opportunity to extend our profound appreciation to the police for the swift response in attending to this matter. The department further received reports of two learners who committed suicide allegedly after their teachers invited their parents to the school to discuss misbehavioral-related challenges. The department is investigating these matters. As government and civil society, we invite everyone to be part of us to deal with these matters, especially religious formations, to be part of our schools. We can deal with academic issues, but if we're not dealing with the spiritual part of it, we may not make it. So we're inviting everyone, civil society, our traditional leaders, and the church to be part of our school. This makes it crystal clear that we must work together more than ever before to ensure that we do not have instances where learners are unable to go to classes because there is no running water within their residential areas, where teachers are unable to do their co-work because they are afraid of criminals coming to their schools and taking their belongings. It is for this reason that we are making a clarion call for all of us to unite in action and act in unison towards a joint effort to free schools from any form of social ills, be it drugs, gangsterism, bullying, corporal punishment, to mention the few. The department will work closely with the moral regeneration movement to instill the value system which will help to move our education in the province forward. Our collective view is that education remains a precious commodity which cannot be relegated solely to one department of education. It is everyone's enterprise. The other matter of concern relates to the provision of scholar transport, the roadworthiness of transport, and its safety standards. As we speak, 6 learners passed on and others sustained injuries following an accident which took place on Wednesday, the 31st July 2024, between Emakazeni and Steve Swete local municipalities. We take this opportunity once more to extend our sincere condolences to the bereaved families and to wish those who are injured a speedy recovery. We equally appreciate the kind of support received throughout the province and nationally. May their soul rest in peace. Thank you. We are in constant engagement with the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport, whose department is seized with responsibility to ensure that there is improvement in this regard. Madam Speaker, as I was engaging with the stakeholders and visited some schools, it became clear that something needs to be done by the department to prioritize issues of climate change in our agenda. This must be done considering the devastating natural disasters that bring havoc to parts of our province and schools, and at times cost lives. When we talk about storms, storm damage, we must understand that is within the context of climate change and its negative impact. The program to plant trees, cultivate food and flower gardens, and clean a school program needs to be strategically implemented, mindful of the fact that they are equally responding to the alleviation of the severe impact of climate change. Madam Speaker, we as the province, working very hard to resolve challenges and to improve lives of our communities through the delivery of quality education. We are encouraged that the department has established solid partnership which are working towards the improvement of conditions of learning and teaching. These partners include, but not limited to this. It includes business institutions, non-governmental organizations, teacher formation, labor unions, association of school governing bodies, and the sister departments. With this kind of support, the future looks promising in the province. We have since resolved to nurture this support and channel it to where it matters the most. Please allow me, Madam Speaker, to express our sincere appreciation to all institutions which have been holding our hands in the quest to improve education delivery in our province. One of the key priorities of the ruling party is job creation. To this end, the department, through the provincial Ephraim Mogale Bursary Scheme, is supporting students who are furthering their studies in different universities within the country. This is an effort to ensure that they are employable at the end of their academic year. We are encouraged by the decision of the Department of Basic Education to withdraw the framework which granted Funza Lushaka bursary holders for first preference in terms of placement. At this end, Madam Speaker, all qualified unemployed teachers will receive equal opportunities when it comes to selection and appointment. In addition, the department has provided opportunities for 411 out-of-school youth to serve as learners' support agencies. Out of this number, 270 are funded by the HIV and AIDS conditional grant, 125 are funded by USAID as part of government-to-government support program, and 106 are funded by the Global Fund. The role of the LSA is to provide support to vulnerable learners and assist learners with homework and related care. In addition, the department will appoint 800 out-of-school youth to serve as examination assistant for November-December marking session. Through the Mpumalanga Regional Training Trust, 414 out-of-school learners were exposed to job opportunities, with 172 trained on SAQWA Registered Learning Program under the hospitality and culinary studies, as well as customized training. The other 242 learners received training on trades offered under technical training operation, which includes construction, manufacturing, mental trades, mechanical, electrical, and agricultural skills. Other notable achievements by MRTT was on trade testing, where the entity took through 49 learners on a construction trade program. The institution led from the front in the Ranza Shikolo Shawena program, assisting a number of schools throughout the province with maintenance and repair projects aimed at enhancing the conditions for learning and teaching. The department will strengthen the MRTT to ensure that it can roll out massive skills development by appointing skilled management, revamping the hotel academy so that it can become a hotel and institution of first choice for the government and people of the province. This will in turn assist the MRTT for revenue generation. Madam Speaker, in his keynote address on the day of the opening of the legislature, the Honourable Premier, Honourable Mandla Ndlovu, clearly stated that there are three main priorities for socio-economic transformation of our country, anchored on an education system that delivers quality outcomes. The Honourable Premier further said that to prepare learners for a better future and better outcome at grade 12, we have to prioritize the foundation phase, which is a critical phase that is the early childhood development. We will accelerate this building block, which is a foundation for learning. To achieve this, the department has set aside 1.01 billion rands to provide for ECD services at the grade R and other earlier levels in accordance with white paper number 5. 11 million rands have been allocated for maintenance of ECD centers in this financial year. Madam Speaker, to support the delivery of quality education in the province, the department allocated 870 million to be transferred to the schools, 10 million for school fees exemption subsidy, and 413 million for LTSM. To ensure that the province improves the performance of learners in all grades and in the national certificate examination results, the department has put aside 25 million. To promote school sports, the department has set aside 28 million and the provision of national school nutrition program. The department has set aside 942 million for this program. Indeed, Madam Speaker, to ensure that our learners excel in matric, in math, science, and technology, the department has set aside 38 million for the O.R. Tambo Mathematics Science and Technology Academy and for the digital connectivity, Ubuhle Buzile e-learning program. An amount of 128 million has been set aside. For the teacher development, the department has allocated 10 million. To provide compulsory public education in special schools, in accordance with South African School Act, White Paper 6 on Inclusive Education, the Child Justice Act, number 38 of 2005, the department has allocated 502 million. To improve school infrastructure, eradicate pit latrine, improve the maintenance of schools, commence with the schools for the deaf and blind learners, and provision of mobile classroom. The department has set aside 1.4 billion for this program. to provide for education institutions with training and support of life skills, HIV and AIDS, payment of CETA, the administration of external examination, and payment of bursaries. The department has allocated 445 million, and for the skills development, 40 million has been set aside for this program. I wish to take this opportunity, Honourable Speaker, to extend my sincere appreciation to the Honourable Premier, Honourable Manda Ndlovu, for giving me the responsibility to advance the cause of improving the delivery of education in the province. My gratitude goes to my organization, the African National Congress, and its leagues for supporting and guidance extended to me and to the department. I am grateful to members of the Executive Council as they always guide me and advise in many ways. Also, my gratitude goes to the Portfolio Committee of Education for support and guidance. Indeed, I appreciate the guidance of the former MEC, Honourable Majuba, Bonakele Majuba, for the comprehensive handover report submitted to me when I started the journey. Thank you to the Head of Department, Mrs. Lucy Moyane, and the entire staff of the department at all levels, labor unions, association of school governing bodies, business sector, the warm welcome I received as I joined the department. Madam Speaker, please allow me to table the policy and budget speech for the Mpumalanga Department of Education, vote number 7, to the amount of 26 billion, and to further request this August House to grant approval for the department to utilize this budget. Once more, thank you very much.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.